بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين صلى الله عليه وسلم. Previously we learned about the washer, the person who will be washing the body of the janazah and the mayyat, the type of person that he must be, and the manner in which he will handle the body, and certain aspects related to the deceased person, which items will be removed from the body, and which parts of the body will be left intact, and no changes or alterations should be made to those areas of the body. We move on to the shrouding, which is known as the takfin of the mayyit, the kafan of the mayyit, what the kafan will look like, and what type of kafan should be used for the mayyit, for the deceased person. Shrouding should start immediately after washing the body. There should be no delay. So once the body is washed, and it is properly dried, and remember we spoke of the importance of not exposing the satr of the mayyat throughout the washing procedures, throughout the washing process. The satr of both the female and the male must be kept covered at all times throughout the washing. So once the body is dried, then we will commence with the shrouding of the mayyat, the shrouding of the body. It is recommended to use white sheets from inexpensive material. This is recommended, to use white sheets. SubhanAllah, it is something that's recommended, mustahab, not compulsory. But would you ever find anyone requesting that the sheet should be any other color besides white? So much importance we give to a recommended act after death, because we know the seriousness now. So there no one says, listen, my favorite color is blue. So when I pass away, I want a blue kafan. Or female says, my favorite color is pink. When I'm leaving this world, I want to go in a pink kafan. Or I want to go in a black kafan. Not a single person. Every person, if you were to ask him, what color do you want your kafan to be? My kafan must be white. Must be white. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِلْبَسُوا bayab wa kaffinu fihi mawtakum. Wear white. Recommended, of course. In your dressing, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, wear white. And also, shroud your deceased in white. So based on that, a recommended deed, we will ensure that at that time, it must be carried out. If only we could also attach the same level of importance to mustahab and recommended deeds during our lifetime as well. Unfortunately, during our lifetime, we feel it's only mustahab. It's not compulsory. It's not obligatory. It's only mustahab. Why? There's no compulsion for me to do it. But that is more important. Attaching importance to the recommended deeds and to the recommended acts while you are alive. That is of greater importance than the recommendation that is made at that point and at that time as far as the kafan is concerned. However, it is recommended, number one, that it should be white, and number two, inexpensive. Second year also, we'll want the most simplest kafan. Don't get me an expensive one. Don't get me one made of silk. Don't get me a kafan that is very, very expensive, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised it should be a simple kafan. Simple kafan. At that time, I want my dressing to be very simple. Why? Because that's recommended. During our lifetime also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recommended that the dressing should be simple and inexpensive as well, to the best of our ability. The material of the sheet should not have any stitching, not be silk, nor should any gold be used. So there will be no stitching. And that is why we are often told that the ihram that you put on at the time of Umrah or Hajj, when you're putting on that ihram, think of your kafan. Because that's exactly, more or less, the type of garment that will be used to cover you up at the time of death. You are completely exposed, and you are then covered up in these sheets of cloth that are white, and also there is no stitching. So no stitching is found completely. A person is leaving this world with absolutely nothing. Basic, absolutely basic. Nothing extra, not even one stitch extra, not even one additional thread. Completely with nothing, he is leaving this world. Great lesson for us in that how a person will ultimately leave this world and the condition in which he will be, but leaving everything behind. So there will be no stitching. Of course, it will not be of silk. There should be no embroidery, no gold, no jewelry whatsoever. None of those will be included in the kafan of the mayyit. The wudu and ghusl need not be repeated in case any impurity does come out. During the ghusl, the wudu is first performed of the mayyit, the janaza, the dead body. Firstly, the wudu is performed, and also after that, then the ghusl is performed. Now, before the wudu or the ghusl is performed, the belly or the stomach of the mayyit is gently pressed, so that in case there are any impurities, those impurities are expelled from the body, and then the istinja is performed for the mayyit, and his private organs are cleansed, then the wudu followed by the ghusl. Now what happens if we have completed the ghusl, and then after some impurity comes out, and it happens very often, sometimes there's blood that still, comes out from the body, or from the nose, or even impurities from the private organs. What do we do? Do we now re-perform the wudu? Is there need now to do the ghusl all over again? No need for that. All you do is clean that area and have the impurities removed once again and continue with the shrouding and the burial of the deceased. May Allah grant us the understanding.